A lady told her pastor during a hospital visit, I think the time of my end is near, so I need you to give this instruction to my family. When they lay me in the casket, put a fork in my hand and make it an open casket funeral. I want everybody to come by and see the fork. He said, well, why this? Why a fork in your hand? That's an unusual request. She said, you know, I've been coming to that church for 85 years, and I've been through hundreds of potluck dinners, and they always tell me, keep your fork. Keep your fork, he said. What does that mean to you? Because we're going to have a dinner after the funeral? And she said, no, because you're having dessert after the funeral. What do you mean, ma'am? Well, what I mean is, they always said, keep your fork. Keep your fork. Why'd they say that? Because the best is yet to come. And I want everybody filing past my casket to remember this. The best is yet to come. Eye has not seen nor ear heard, neither has it entered into the heart of man, the things that God has prepared for them that love him. When Nathanael saw Jesus, and Jesus said, you're Nathanael, you're a righteous man, you're an earnest seeker. Nathanael said, how did you know me? Jesus said, I saw you under the tree. I saw you and I knew you. Nathanael said, wow, you must be the one. And Jesus said, you're so impressed because I saw you under a tree and I saw who you really were. He said, you stick around. You haven't seen anything yet. You're going to see amazing things. Amazing things. The Son of Man ascending, descending. You're going to see the very best. I want to say to you today, my friend, keep a fork in your hand because the best is yet to come.